Pox looked back at the yeomen. They were settling to the march, beginning to look more like possible fighters. They worked their way up and over one ridge, then another. The tracks of the king's party and the cohort were clear. Massive broad hooves of the heavy war horses, the neater rounded hooves of the cohort's lighter mounts. Pox even recognized the slightly angled print of the off-hind on Leith's horse. Then she heard the swift clatter of a galloping horse and looked up to see Selfer riding toward her. He pulled his mount to a halt. "Pox! Doran wants you. There's trouble ahead." Pox looked at the marshal. "Keep coming, but be careful. How far is it, Selfer?" He looked at the yeoman. "Oh, a half-glass's walk, I suppose, just over the far side of this ridge." "Come up to the rear of Phelan's cohort," said Pox. "I'll have word for you there." The marshal nodded, and she rode after Selfer, who had already wheeled his horse to ride back. The red horse caught his in a few lengths. They rode together out of sight of the yeoman. Over the ridge, Pox could see down the slope to a clearing at the bottom. The road angled down the slope into a narrow valley which widened to the left, then forded a broad but shallow stream and climbed along the flank of the next ridge. Forest pressed on the right margin. To the left, a meadow opened from just above the ford downstream to the width of the valley. Fresh snow whitened the slopes between the trees, but the valley floor was churned to dark mud by hundreds of feet. The clamor of battle carried clearly through the cold air. There were the rose and silver colors of Saya, a ring around the green knot of the Leonian king's squires. Kiri Phelan lived and fought. The elf blade in its master's hand blazed with light that flashed with every stroke. But around them surged a mass of darker figures. A trail of horses and men lay dead on the road, the supply animals and servants cut off from the others in the ambush. Pox did not recognize any standards, but the group of red-cloaked, spike-helmed fighters at the edge of the conflict was obviously Leartian. They were unmounted. Pox suspected that they were using some arcane power that would frighten horses. Clumped on the road only a few lengths ahead was Doran's cohort, still mounted but unmoving. Pox drew her sword and rode quickly to the head of the column to find Doran bent over her saddle. "Captain? What is it?" Doran turned. Pox could see nothing but her eyes through the visor. "It's... can't you feel it? We can't move, Pox. He's being torn up down there, and we can't move." Pox reined the red horse forward. She could feel a pressure like blowing wind in her mind, but nothing worse. She looked back. "What does it feel like, Captain? Fear or pain or what?" "Fear," said Doran shortly. "Don't you..." Pox threw back her head. "That I can deal with. Dismount them, and stay close behind me. Selfer, bring the yeomen down when they top the ridge. Be sure they stay together." She called her light and rode forward. She could feel the pressure veering away on either hand. She glanced back once, to find that they all followed, watching her with wide eyes. She heard the yell when their advance was spotted. One block of enemy soldiers broke away and moved toward them in formation. Pox turned to Doran. "You know best how to maneuver here, Captain. I have a debt to pay those priests." She closed her legs. The red horse leaped forward, charging the Leartian priests. There were five she could see. Her heightened senses told her that more fought elsewhere. She felt the pressure of their attack on the cohort lift. A crackling bolt of light shot past her head. Pox laughed, swinging her sword. "Gird!" she yelled, as the red horse trampled one of them, breaking the cluster apart.